This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 53 of BookCareers.com Live. This podcast is officially a year old this week. Happy birthday to us and thank you for listening. If you could pop over to iTunes and leave a review or share an episode via social media, that would really help other people find us. One of the questions that keeps coming up and came up again with a client call this week was, how do I know when it's time to move on from a job? It seems a simple question. Well, you would think, well, I knew it was time to move on because I hated whatever. But often, by the time you feel I can't face another day, you should have left long before. Because when you feel you hate your job, you can't stand another day, and you really dread going in, then you are looking for a new role, but it's from a point of desperation, and you'd probably accept anything, maybe even jumping out of the frying pan into the fire and ending up in a situation that is the same or even worse than the one you left. No one, not even me, enjoys being in that situation. The panic overtakes you, and if the new role involves you moving to a new company, you don't necessarily do all the background research on your prospective new employer that you should do. So here are some signs to help you recognise when perhaps you might need to move on from your current role. These are just suggestions, and even if you come to me as a client, only you can make the final decision that moving on is the right choice for you. Number one has got to be boredom. We're all very lucky that we work in a vibrant creative environment with new things appearing on our desk all the time. New books, new projects, new authors, new genres. But sometimes there can come a point when even all this newness all feels so routine and the excitement is dwindling. Then perhaps it's time to look for something new. Are there new projects you could put yourself forward for, or new opportunities coming up with the same employer? However, do ensure that you're not just adding more boredom to your job, and that whatever new projects you take on within the same job give you opportunities to be stretched mentally, not just stretched in overwork, stimulated, and to take on new skills. Two has to be a new boss or new regime. At first, having a new line manager or director might appear to be refreshing or interesting. Usually, you realise within a matter of days, I don't think this is going to work. Sometimes it is a good idea to see what the consensus is amongst colleagues, and if everyone is feeling positive and yay, they've got some good ideas, then perhaps it's time for you to have a rethink. But if you ask colleagues and the consensus is, I don't think this is going to work out, and everything else is all right with your job apart from this line manager, sometimes it pays to stay put. I worked for an independent publisher who took on a boss from a big corporate company, and boy, within the first week, I think most of our small company knew either the new boss had to go or all of us had to go, but it was not going to work. The new boss appeared to be have sold something completely different at interview. They had no idea of how stretched we were as a company. And even after arriving and sussing everything out, had still not taken on board the stretched resources in staff, time and money, and wanted to implement all their corporate support, deadlines, reports and schedules. And in our small company, that was just never going to work. I think all of us wanted to jump ship early on. And when things like this happen, it is a case of using your own judgment as if to jump ship and win. More often than not, when you have a cultural difference between a new boss and the company, in situations like this, if you love your job and the company you're working for, it is better to hold your nerve and stay put. Because what happened, and I see this happening time and time again across a wide variety of publishers, was that the new boss lasted 6 months before they were asked to move on. Once the new boss had been moved on, the company had a rethink about who to appoint, and there were a number of internal new promotions, and they recruited a new role far lower down the food chain. So all of us that stayed put benefited. 3. Talks about restructures and reorganisation. This happens to the best companies, that they want to restructure or reorganise, maybe shed a few colleagues along the way. If you're not the one who's going to face their job being made redundant, what is going to happen to your job after the restructure? That's assuming it's a negative restructure. Not all restructures are negative. Some can be positive and some can create new jobs. But if it is a negative restructure, who is going to pick up the extra work that was being completed by colleagues? Sometimes it is a good idea to pause, suck it and see. But often, if there are going to be several jobs cut and all the work is still there for you to pick up, and if it might be a good idea to move on. But if it's senior work and you're sure you're going to get the opportunity to learn new skills, then perhaps it could be a good idea to ride the storm, take the work, and then look for something new elsewhere at the new senior level with your new skills. It's not unusual after such a restructure for internal people to then be placed in a new role a few months down the line and a job at a lower level created when the company realises that maybe they've cut a job too far. But if the work is more of the same and there's no support around and there's clearly no intention of bringing in any additional staff, then think about moving on. It is really important in these situations, regardless of reorganisation, that you don't overcompensate for the extra work by killing yourself working long hours, no matter what the extra carrot is in responsibility. It's only when the work doesn't get done do employers take on board that maybe they've cut a job too far. Just protect yourself so that you don't get blamed. 4. Loss of income, contracts or trading partners. It happens. A distribution partner moves elsewhere, a major customer goes under, the company incurs losses, or maybe a co-publishing partner changes direction and there will be no more books on a profitable list. Use your judgment to see what the long-term prospects are. The other time to move on is 5, when you've stopped learning. I like to believe the day we stop learning is the day we die. But if you're in a job where you're not learning anything new, and this isn't like 1, boredom, because you can be bored even if you're learning new things, then sit down and think about your career plan and what you want to do next. If you haven't got a clue about what to do next, where to go, or you've got ideas but haven't got the wherewithal to stick to them, then email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com and we'll have a quick chat about career coaching. If it isn't possible to progress within your current employer, then think about moving on. 6. No pay rise or reward. I've put this point last because in many situations, money is not the leverage that makes you move on. Yes, we all want to be paid well, but for so many of us, job satisfaction is worth more. However, if you find yourself in a job you love where pay review promises are reneged upon or non-existent, perhaps you need to move on before you start resenting working for your employer. If you're in any of these situations, my door is always open at bookcareers.com. If you'd like a quick chat, do book into our careers clinic, which you'll find on the website under the link Start Here if you're a job seeker, or email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. And please don't forget to leave a review on iTunes or share this or any other episode of our podcast via social media. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.